Compared to the United States, Europe, well, Northern Europe, seemed like a garbage utopia to me when I first heard about it. There are all these fancy incinerators, and they're incredibly efficient. They barely pollute, like the amount of hazardous chemicals that come out of these things is equivalent to a fireplace. And on top of that, some of them are really pretty. This one in Denmark looks like a gay club with twinkly lights. This one in France is all covered with grass. And the whole point is they convert garbage into energy. They produce steam, which heats their homes and businesses. We do not do this in the United States. We do not have these super efficient, beautiful garbage-to-energy incinerators. Not that many of them, anyway. More than half of our garbage goes to landfills. And as you know, landfills are pretty much the worst. They release methane, 20 times more powerful than carbon dioxide. To be fair, incinerators also pollute. They produce carbon dioxide and ash. Just a lot less pollution than landfills. Germany, Austria, Sweden, the Netherlands, Denmark, they landfill almost nothing. They recycle around half their waste, and they burn the rest of their garbage in these things that generate electricity and heat. All right, so when I heard about this, I wondered, why do the Europeans have so many, and we have so few? And the answer really boils down to, this is not Europe. This is a big country. We have a lot of land. Landfilling is just so much cheaper here. And that was the answer to my question. Except there are a lot of places in the United States where there's not a lot of space, where land is super expensive. Like New York City, where I live. New York doesn't deal with any of its garbage itself. 80% goes to a landfill somewhere else. Trucks get on I-78 and drive hundreds of miles to eastern Ohio to drop off my Chinese takeout containers. Sending our trash away costs $300 million a year. That's just for the transportation. New York kind of seems like the perfect place for a fancy new waste-to-energy incinerator. So why don't we have one here? This actually comes up all the time in New York. It's been debated over and over, and it never happens. And I know exactly why. So let's go back to pretty much the very first time a waste-to-energy incinerator was proposed, 1980s New York City. Back then, New York was stuffing all its trash into these towering landfills all over the city. Norman Steisel was the commissioner of New York City Sanitation, and he remembers.
The trucks literally could not climb the hill. It was basically, you know, such a sharp peak that they couldn't get to the top to dispose any of the waste.
So they were driving up basically a volcano in the Bronx,
right,
that was built on garbage.
Right. It's all built out of garbage and dirt. And there were these vast underground fires, which took literally years to put out and get under control.
Not only were they scary, the landfills were almost full. So Steisel and the Koch administration decided to put in these waste-to-energy incinerators, like the ones they had in Europe then. One in every borough, the Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Staten Island. But the problem in New York City is, everywhere you go, someone is there. Someone to say not it. In this case, the first incinerator would be built in the Brooklyn Navy Yard, right near a community of Hasidic Jews. Like I said, any community in New York would have come up with a reason they should be not it. And the Hasids told Steisel one of theirs.
The waste energy incinerator would remind them of the Holocaust experiences. And when I tried to explain to them that as a son of a Holocaust survivor myself, I thought they were demeaning that whole experience. And there was one rabbi in particular who accused me rather publicly of being the young Dr. Mengele experimenting with the lives of Jewish women and children.
Lots of people, for many reasons, did not trust the Steisel-Koch plan in New York. No neighborhood would take them. But the plan lingered. The mayor still wanted to do this seemingly logical, energy-generating, less-polluting thing for New York City. But what sealed the fate of the New York incinerator was when New York's garbage became an international incident.
This is the continuing saga of a homeless garbage barge. 3,000 tons of New York garbage floating from port to port looking for a place to be dumped.